So, Nigel, as we count down to the first game of the season, injury-wise, how are you looking?
There's a few not trained this week with niggles, but we're hoping that the majority of them will be okay for Saturday. Of course, we're not risking anybody in training leading up to it, especially in the positions where we haven't got much cover. James Wallace is the major doubt, I think. He might not make the 18, but everybody else should be.
What's the prognosis with him? If he misses Saturday, I mean, how far away is he from playing football then?
Well, we'd hope then for him to feature against Mansfield in the Cup. So it's only short term, we hope. It's just this niggling groin problem that he's had on the back of last season.
And I suppose if there is one area of the squad where you are healthy for numbers, it is midfield then?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we'd have more problem, I think, if we were losing a full-back at the moment. But, yeah, we've got plenty of cover in there, but we would like to get him on the pitch as soon as we can.
When we spoke to you the other day and the plan for Higdon, as it were, given the fact he's a couple of weeks behind fitness-wise everybody else, is it a case of he'll have a few substitute appearances to begin with before you take the decision to throw him in or not?
Yeah, I think probably. You know, he's only had 3 days training with us and he's kept fit. He looks in good nick, but it's a different thing when you're just training on your own and running, you know, around the parks or the roads as to actually joining in football sessions. But he's had a good 2-3 days with us. I think he's enjoyed it. And when you have been training on your own, then you can't wait to get back training with teammates.
Exactly. And I would imagine it's the speed and the twisting and the turning rather than just plodding around the streets of wherever you live.
That's it. And there's nothing you can do to replicate that apart from to join in and play football and join in a session. So he's done that the last 3 days and we're pretty pleased with how he looks.
Barring any major unforeseen changes, right now, Wednesday lunchtime, do you know you're starting 11 at the weekend?
We've got a pretty good idea. We've just got the one or two knocks. Craig Alcock hasn't trained and Bob Harris. So they're the main concerns at the moment, but they should be training Friday morning.
Now that it's out of the way, the kind of the conclusion and the kind of the idea of what you formed in pre-season, how are the squad shaping up? How would you characterise that?
I think we're still short. I think we've lost Harry Maguire and I don't think we haven't replaced him yet. So that's the major one. I think we're okay in most other areas. Maybe a bit of full-back cover since the Kieran Freeman deal collapsed. Ben Davis will deputise as and when we need him. So a bit of full-back cover and a centre-half is really what we're looking for now.
In terms of how you want the team to play and the brand of football you want this team to play, are you encouraged by what you've seen so far?
In glimpses. I think we've seen, especially in the home games, I think the Dundee and Huddersfield and Fenerbahce, I think in those games, I think we've done well in spells. But not for long enough in games. But we're hoping that will come. Everybody's still settling in, still getting to know each other. And that's going to take some time. You know, it'd be lovely to get off to a great start, be in the top few, but if we're not, it's not the end of the world.
Because I suppose really, what is it, nine new signings, all of them will need bedding in?
Yeah, and that's it, and we're hoping we need another one or two as well. So you're talking about, you know, a whole team coming in, and they will, some settle in quicker than others. You know, when, you know, Michael just joins a week before the season starts, we've got issues like that to be concerned with.
Let's talk about recruitment then. Again, a few days to go to the big kickoff. How likely is it you may well make an addition or two between now and then?
We're trying, either on loan or permanent, certainly. You know, we've got calls in for players, so it's just a case of can we do something before Saturday? Probably on the Wednesday lunchtime now, it's unlikely, but we'll keep trying. And then, of course, if you do get somebody in on the Friday, then do you throw them in on the Saturday, you know, with just a day's training with us? So, ideal world, you know, we've got most of the business done early and we'd like them all in for the start of pre-season.
You're in that quandary of having options. You know, Ben Davis covers a multitude, doesn't he? And there are one or two others. So, in terms of sticking a team out and the bench too, you should be relatively confident. It's just that extra body.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and I think we've got plenty of cover in certain positions. But we want that, in some ways, starting 11 to say, right, this is the starting 11, this picks itself. And then you start building partnerships, centre-back, you know, full-back and wide, centre midfield or whatever. And then you can start building on those.
That's an interesting one, because fans have sort of raised that point of whether you will go down that route which you just explained, or work on the kind of the horses for courses as to what you see in training, or given perhaps who you may well be facing on a different week.
It'll be a mixture, you know, that will depend on the opposition, but more about us, who's doing well in training, who's fit. There are certain partnerships that you'd like to establish, you know, the centre halves and the goalkeeper. That triangle is very important.
Because we saw from you in the brief time that we've seen you so far of having the leading man up front, as it were, and then the fluid four or five behind that. Is that how you would like, where possible, to set that stall out this year?
That's one option for us, but we're going to try and get two up front as well. I think when you've got players like Jose Baxter, he can play off Michael Higden. Jamie Murphy can, as he did very successfully at Motherwell. And then you've got Mark McNulty, who'll play the other side of him as well, and get beyond him. So I think, depending on the opposition, the circumstances, we need all those sorts of options.
So you've got perhaps more than you maybe had in the first 6 months of your time here?
Yeah. The biggest concern we've got is that in the great run we had in the last 3 months, especially with the clean sheets, Brayford and Maguire were a big, big part of that. And to lose two out the back four, and I'm not being disrespectful to the others, but John was at a Premier League club at the time, and Harry's joined a Premier League club, so we lost two incredibly good players out of that run we had.
So the Brayford question still hangs, I suppose, and may well do until August the 31st. Give us how optimistic are you of getting in? What chances are? Do you write that off?
No, we never write it off, but it's very slim at the moment. We've made contact with Cardiff, and he's in their plans and probably going to start the season on Friday night at Blackburn for them. So if he's in the starting 11, there's not much we can do at the moment. But, we know situations change. So if for any reason he becomes available, he knows where we are, and certainly Cardiff do.
Yeah. So you're moving on now, you're looking at other players.
Yeah, and that's why it might be, even a loan to cover us in those positions, or a sort of short-term thing. I think as full-backs go, I think Craig Alcock and Bob Harris we're pleased with. But if one of those two gets a knock, Ben fills in. But it's unfair, I think, to ask Ben to fill in for a longer period of time.
Clearly, of course, the defender, or trying to sign that defender, is the priority. But the addition of another striker, you didn't rule that out. I mean, how likely is that between now and, August 31st?
That's a possibility. Between now and then, our priority is the defender, so we're working on that at the moment. But if the right sort of player comes up, striker-wise, to give us that option. We've been encouraged by Diego pre-season as well. We're trying to bring Mason Bennett in to do that. Maybe coming off the bench sort of role, just have an impact. But I think Diego can do that.
Robbie Crawford, where was the situation left with him?
Yeah, we left it with Robbie, just because of the number of midfielders we had. I think in another given season, we may well have taken him. So unfortunately, we couldn't do anything. But we had a good look at him for 2-3 weeks. He had a good pre-season with us. And hopefully he'll get fixed up.
Particularly that area of the team, because you are, James Wallace outstanding, but only for a few days, heavy in that area. Would you be looking to maybe get one or two out who you don't see as being immediate starters for you, so that they keep playing football?
I think that's a possibility. Once we're 2-3 games in and we see if the team settles down, if we don't get any knocks in that area. But it is the engine room, and it is one where you do get knocks and you need fresh players as well, like striking position. So we're not too keen at the moment to let anybody go, but we fully understand we don't like lads sitting on the bench, and certainly not in the stand.
And I realise we've addressed this before, but just as a follow-up, some of the younger players who are perhaps outside of that circle as well, have you had any interest in those that you would look to get out on loan, because it's the next stage in their careers rather than just for playing?
It is, but not. We've got an extended under-21 fixtures list this season. They've put more games in, so I think we've got about 26 games plus cups. So they'll be up to 30 matches, which isn't bad. That's one of the reasons, when you're only playing once or twice a month, you need more than that. But if they are playing 3 out of every 4 weeks, then it lessens the need to get them out. Experience is still key to get them some proper first-team football. So we'll still look at that in ones and twos, but not in great numbers.
And just finally, before we move on to the game itself and League One in itself, will Willis provide the immediate backup in the goalkeeping department, or are you looking maybe there, as Long is obviously out now for 6 months?
Yeah, we've had a couple of goalkeepers in on trial this week, just to have a look at as well. So if we don't do anything, then George will do that. But the conundrum is that George could do with some experience himself. George Willis, he could do with getting out and playing as well. So I suppose in an ideal world, he goes out and gets some football, and we can bring somebody in to sit on the bench.
Can you tell us a bit more about that? Who are the trialists? Who are you looking at?
The two we've had in are Ross Atkins, who we had at Derby with us, and Ian Turner. I think he was on the bench at Barnsley last season, yeah. Or was it Barnsley? So he's just been in the last 2 or 3 days. He was at Accrington, but I think they've signed somebody. So we're just assessing those two at the moment.
Right, okay. Would a decision need to be made before the weekend, or do you have a bit more leeway than that?
I think we've got a bit more leeway. Sit down with Wardy and Darren Ward, and he'll have a chat with them and see where they are. But I would hope we've got a bit more time than that.
So Bristol City then is the first challenge. What do you make of them and their recruitment this summer?
I think it's been excellent, and I think when you look at our run in the last 3-4 months of the season, I think once the defeat that they had at Bramall Lane, I think they went on as good a run as any, probably better than us in the league. And they've gone a little bit under the radar, which I'm going to have Steve Cottrell about when I see him after the game, and you know, and say they deserve a favourites tag as much as anybody in the league. You know, experience that they've got, signed some good players. So I think they're going to be as tough as they come.
I suppose there was a slight mirror between the seasons in the fact that they didn't start so well and had a much better second half of the season. But perhaps this time last year, we would have been saying, do you think Bristol City would be up there? Then the answer to that would probably be yes.
Yeah, but I think because of the, similar to us, because of the 3-4 months they've had at the end of last season, then that's a lot more likely, I think. And the additions they've made. You know, you look at the likes of Wade Elliott and Luke Freeman, he's brought in, and Corey Smith. I think if they're a central three, they'll be as good as anything in the league.
So them as a prospect then, I mean, I dare say this will be billed as a first meeting between two sides expected to challenge. So there comes with that a lot of attention and perhaps expectation.
Yeah, there does, and that's probably one of the reasons why it's been picked for television as well. I hope both teams are in the top six from the end of the season, and you'd have thought if we can both stay clear of injuries with the quality that we've got, then we're in with a chance of doing that. But there'll be another 22 teams got something to say about that, all battling and wanting to knock us off that sort of, that, not that favourites tag that we both have.
I must say, this might sound like an obvious question, but given who you're playing, perhaps more so, the first month could be fairly telling for Sheffield United, because it's Bristol City and then there are one or two other teams that you'll get as well that you'd also fancy to be there or thereabouts this year.
I think it's a very, very tough start we've been handed, you know, to then go to Coventry and Peterborough away, is it, after that? So first three games, much tougher than that within the league. So it's important then to hang on in there. And if things don't go brilliantly in the first 2-3 games, we're not going to get too down about it. We've still got 43 to go.
So Steve Cottrell, then, you obviously, you know him, you're going to give him some stick on Saturday anyway. Do you kind of have an idea as to the makeup of his Bristol City sides and how they will play?
Yeah, one or two ideas, but I think they've mixed and matched it a little bit pre-season like we have as well. The only good thing is that I think they had somebody at York watching us last Saturday.
Well, that's the game they took the notes from, because, I mean, yes, you weren't happy with that.
No, we didn't. We learned a few things, but nothing positive from that game. So I hope they're basing it on that performance.
I mean, everybody must be going looking forward to things now. It was such a great time last season, aided and abetted, of course, by the Cup as well, that the enthusiasm for this season is right behind Sheffield United.
I think we are. I think despite Saturday at York, which we don't, you know, take too much notice of, it's picked up this week in training, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you can sense that the players are building up now to the first few weeks of the season and looking forward to it. I think we've seen like the likes of Ryan Flynn, all of a sudden he's missed a couple of weeks pre-season, he's coming back into it now. Jamie Murphy's looking sharper, Mark McNulty missed a bit of time, so all those players who were lost for a week or so during the pre-season campaign are just coming back, and which is right, to be fit now.
And with everything that's gone on and with everything that happens, it is natural that Sheffield United will be one of the favourites, if not the favourites, or as judged. But because of what you've done, that there obviously is a weight of expectation with that.
Yeah, of course, that comes with that. And we don't mind that. If we can get the players in to justify it, we've always said that. We don't mind that at all. But I still think one or two players short to justify, and getting Michael Higden up to speed. You know, if he'd have been in 6 weeks ago, then it might be a different case as well. So I think with the niggles that we've got and the sort of disrupted pre-season we've had, we might need a little bit more time.